Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 6. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's people in Colossae, faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people, the faith and the love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace. You know, there are some things you never want to hear. For instance, you never want to hear a surgeon say, whoops, during surgery. With your mouth propped open, you never want to hear the dentist say, now, which molar was I supposed to pull? You never want to hear the person who set up the blind date say, you're going to love her personality. You never want to hear the coach of a college basketball team that won a game and lost 29 say, yeah, but the good news is next year we have everybody back. But here's the worst. You never want to hear a person who professes to be a Christian say, really, there has been no change in my life. The gospel of Jesus Christ is more than a truth. It's a dynamic power that changes a person from the inside out. William Wilberforce was the primary person behind the abolition of slave trade in Great Britain, and I love the way he described his coming to Christ. He called it the Great Change. The gospel changes things. Paul said to the believers in Colossae, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all people. Paul didn't hear this because the Colossian Christians believed their faith was a private matter. Paul heard of their faith and their love because they were demonstrating visible acts of faith and love. Their invisible inward change resulted in visible outward action. Paul wrote that all over the world, the dynamic power of the gospel was bearing fruit. Are you bearing spiritual fruit? Is anyone talking about your faith and your love? Father, may we be those who demonstrate your power in our lives. May our family and friends see our faith lived out in real life. May all in our lives see a great change. In Jesus' name, amen.